welcome you in to a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you, letting you know everything going on in the world. Gracie, how are you today? You have big plans for the weekend?
Nothing crazy, just regular weekend stuff. Hopefully
very cool.
It doesn't rain too bad.
Yeah, we'll hope that your weekends are planned out and go wonderfully. The weather looks way better than it did last weekend, so that's some good news to start here as you're headed home on this Friday. We'll start today with our top three stories as questions are being asked and raised in the aftermath of the death of the five people on board the submersible viewing the Titanic. Discovery Channel host Josh Gates took a dive into the Titan vessel not too long ago and said he refused a second trip because of safety concerns.
I felt that it needed more time to be tested. I think there are still big questions that need to be answered here about really the thoroughness of actual deep water testing of Titan before its missions.
And there have been mounting reports of previous safety concerns, mechanical issues, and an alleged disregard for regulatory processes. Speaking of the Titan sub, the Navy says a top secret military acoustic detection system heard what they suspect was the implosion. The Navy started listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communications with the mothership on the surface, and shortly after its disappearance on Sunday, the system detected what was likely the sound of an implosion. And also, a terrible story. I personally have avoided talking about this one, just given the gruesome details and the nature of this one, but this is advancing now to the court where the Ohio father accused of executing his three young sons, pleading not guilty, Chad Dorman, was arraigned in Claremont County Court today.
First one shot was the four-year-old shot in the house two times.
The prosecution calling for the death penalty if Dorman is convicted, which would be the first death penalty eligible case in the county here in 30 years. Looking at the tropics briefly here before we get local weather and traffic, Tropical Storm Cindy just a little bit stronger now, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm has max sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. It's still in the central Atlantic, not expected to impact Florida or any of the mainland U.S. Also, Tropical Storm Brett's top winds are down to 60 miles per hour as it continues moving west over the eastern Caribbean, and Brett is expected to fall apart over the central Caribbean by Sunday. So we're now three named storms in, and the good news is that we are not impacted by any of them. So more good news there in terms of the weather. More on the weather now and a check of the roads. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now. We don't have any major slowdowns. We do have some typical afternoon traffic looking a little bit heavier than usual on Pine Forest. That's going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you see something else, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're having actually a great day throughout Northwest Florida weather-wise. We still have a 20% chance of rain for this evening with a low of 72. Right now, looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some light rain going throughout Garrison Point, Tiger Point area in Navarre, but those two rain clouds that are having rain right there currently are like the only ones in the area that are going to be showing us rain for this afternoon and into early evening. So if you all, again, if you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. And of course, we got to get our History of the Blue Angels. So this History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by Service Matters Realty.
The 1965 Blue Angel season included several overseas performances. They flew shows in Bermuda, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and Jamaica. And in June, they departed Sherman Field en route to their first European tour. The Navy's precision flying team flew 10 public shows during this 27-day tour of Europe, which included Iceland, Finland, Denmark, the Netherlands, England, and France. One of the highlights of the tour was the Blue Angels' participation in the Paris International Aviation and Space Salon. Flight demonstration teams from all over the world, including the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, performed at this air show. But the Blue Angels were so phenomenal they received the only spontaneous applause and standing ovation of the four-day event. The performance was so spectacular that upon their return to the United States, the team was recognized on the floor of Congress, where each pilot was presented with an air medal, and their leader, Commander Bob Aumach, received a Distinguished Flying Cross. The Distinguished Flying Cross is one of the highest medals given to Navy aviators. The next year, 1966, was the 20th anniversary of the Blue Angels, and the team was kept very busy flying air shows across the country. The Blue Angels gave 76 flight demonstrations that season, including a special show in July at the Grumman Aircraft Assembly Facility on Long Island, New York. In September, while performing before 100,000 spectators at the Canadian National Air Show in Toronto, Canada, tragedy struck. The accident occurred during the Knife Pass maneuver. This maneuver involves the two solo jets flying straight towards each other, then rolling perpendicular to the ground as they pass back-to-back, and then completing the roll on the other side. The two jets crossed successfully at an altitude of about 100 feet, when suddenly the number 5 jet dropped from the sky, struck a seawall, and crashed into Lake Ontario. The pilot, Lieutenant Commander Dick Oliver, was killed. The season was completed with the remaining 5 planes. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Pete Morgan of Service Matters Realty and Property Management. I am a 1981 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and I served 25 years in the U.S. Navy. As an aviator, I know what it takes to achieve the excellence that is required to fly with the Blue Angels. As a helicopter pilot, I flew support missions or Blue Angels air shows. The ethos of the Blue Angels and Service Matters Realty and Property Management are the same. Honor, courage, commitment. If you're looking to buy or sell or need property management, talk to us. ServiceMattersRE.com.
The Blue Angels take another international tour in the skies over Canada, Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwaters on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
On July 8th, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
Yeah, 4:22, the time on a Friday afternoon here in Pensacola. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Continuing on here in hour number one, a look at some local headlines before we get to state and national. By the way, coming up just after the 4:30 Fox News update, a new segment that we're going to try to do once a week here on Fridays with Channel 3's Tanner Stewart. The week that was with Tanner Stewart, just kind of talking about the week's top local stories, and I've got one right now in Gulf Breeze, and that's where we will start, where some damning allegations coming out regarding Dr. Elaine Sharp and her office in Gulf Breeze after search warrants were served yesterday, and the office is being investigated for allegedly overprescribing opioids. A Department of Health report describes years of knowingly prescribing patients with unneeded pain medicines.
We took over this pharmacy 3 years ago, so almost 3 years ago. And coming into it, we were told basically there's problem, you know, like not to take her prescriptions. And they, you know, showed me, it's like, okay, she's an OBGYN. And then if you look at what she's prescribing, it's all a bunch of pain meds, which is red flags all around.
That's Rick Wilhoyd from the Gulf Breeze Apothecary. And according to the report, one of Dr. Sharp's patients died from an opioid overdose. Well, this weekend on Pensacola Beach, yellow flags flying today. We checked in with Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood.
And again, you know, yellow flag means caution. It doesn't mean just run and jump in the water, but however, that's often overlooked.
And with the weather being much better in terms of the forecast for this weekend than it was last weekend, you would think that probably a lot more people out there. But last weekend was busy enough. As Greenwood says, they had to rescue 20 swimmers that were struggling in the Gulf following the severe weather that hit our area. Heads up here from NAS Pensacola, as next Tuesday they are going to be having a law enforcement exercise on base, so they wanted to get the word out. So if you see some sheriff deputies and other police vehicles racing towards NES Pensacola on Tuesday, it is just a drill, as multiple agencies, including the Sheriff's Office, Naval Security, Life Flight, and others are going to be on base for a drill. So that's the story there. Santa Rosa County leaders deciding to install speed tables along three roads that residents say have kind of been used as thoroughfares. 12 speed tables are coming to Medicine, Bow Street, Pine Ridge Drive, and Jones Street. $90,000 is the cost for the project. Four speed tables will be installed on each street.
You can traverse them. They're meant to slow you down. You're not going to fly over them at 50 miles an hour, but they're not going to tear your car up.
That's Commissioner Sam Parker there. 4:25, let's get a local check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. No major accidents that are causing slowdowns, but if you do see one, just feel free to call the traffic line with the details. Taking a look at weather, we are looking good. We do have some light rain making its way through Navarre and Tiger Point, but other than that, we're looking good. We have only a 20% chance of rain for this afternoon into early evening, with a low of 72. It's 89 and mostly cloudy in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on with some state headlines, Scott Peterson's defense resting after painting a picture of chaos on the campus of Stoneman Douglas High School. A school resource officer from a nearby school testified today that He rushed to the campus on that day back in 2018. He arrived and didn't know where the gunman was. He also pointed out that radio wasn't working properly and put blame on both the Broward Sheriff's Office and Coral Springs Police for not communicating better among each other. Closing arguments are set to begin on Monday in the case.
And out of Tallahassee, Tallahassee police say that two men were found dead in a McDonald's parking lot yesterday afternoon. Several individuals were arguing at a nearby basketball court, and it continued to the McDonald's. Trenton Thompson is allegedly pulled out a gun and shot one of the men, then turned towards a juvenile. The juvenile was fearing for his life and then shot Thompson's. The juvenile is being charged with possession of a firearm by a delinquent.
Pretty bizarre chase along Florida's East Coast this week. Here's our David Wayne with more.
Well, that's right. Police in Flagler County say a man is facing charges after leading them on a chase wearing only socks and a loincloth. It all started when officers tried to stop 22-year-old Steven Peterson for a traffic violation, but they say he kept going, at one point driving laps around an elementary school running track, then leading officers to the local landfill. Deputies eventually caught up with the man in a wooded area near the interstate. When they found him, they say he was in the buff, except for his socks and a piece of cloth tied around his waist. Peterson now faces multiple charges for the ordeal.
Gotta have this.
David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Thanks, David. Scots and socks and loincloth. Got it. I mean, essential. If you're escaping from the police, you gotta have both of those on.
Yeah, that's disgusting. If you thought that there wasn't enough people in the GOP race, well, another Florida Republican may be entering the presidential race. New York Times said that Senator Rick Scott is considering a run for the White House. An advisor to Scott, though, does say to the Miami Herald that Scott is focused on re-election into the Senate. He would be the fourth Floridian from the Republican primary, with Donald Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez.
You could have, like, you know, in the NCAA tournament, they have brackets where, you know, you could have a Florida bracket and then a non-Florida bracket.
Yeah.
So you could have, you know, one seeded would be Trump versus four Suarez, and then DeSantis versus Scott. I don't think Scott's going to get into the race.
I don't think so either. But in
the event that he were to, it would be interesting. You could have the non-Florida folks, you know, have their own debate stage, and then you could poll, like, who are the top three people out of that debate, and the top three polar, you know, nationwide polls that poll well, they could advance to the main debate stage, and then the top two in Florida, and then there's your GOP primary.
I can understand how Rick Scott is feeling left out.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's doing it. I got to.
Him, Rubio, maybe even Gates, but no. I think there's three Florida. Well, no offense, Mayor Suarez, you know.
Yeah, no.
But two's enough. Senator Scott, just keep doing on what you're doing there. 4:30, we're going to pause. Fox News is coming up. The number 850-437-1620. After the Fox News update, we're going to check in with Tanner Stewart for a recap of the week that was here in Pensacola area on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Abortion is expected to be a hot issue in the upcoming presidential election. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre is urging Congress to support abortion rights.
The only way to ensure women in every state have access to abortion is for Congress to pass a law restoring the protections of Roe.
Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. The Biden administration recently confirmed China's been operating a spy base out of Cuba. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on the relationship between the two superpowers.
It's one of the most consequential bilateral relationships in the world today and likely will be going forward. And that's why it was important to see Secretary Blinken make that trip to Beijing. That's why we're in discussions with the PRC about potential follow-on visits by cabinet officials.
America's listening to Fox News.
All
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With recession fears picking up steam, so did selling activity on Wall Street, leaving stocks with a moderate decline for the day and week. Today, the Dow Industrials dropped 219 points, the S&P 500 lost 33, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 138, or 1%. Shares of Ford dipped 1.2%. Reports late yesterday indicated the automaker is preparing for another round of layoffs of salaried workers as soon as next week, related to efforts to streamline operations. No word on how many employees might be affected. Bitcoin continued its impressive comeback today. Currently, the cryptocurrency at about $30,875, up more than 3% from yesterday at this time, but it earlier topped $31,400, its highest level since last summer. Even with regulatory crackdowns here in 2023, Bitcoin is up about 86%. The most recent gains coming after a wave of renewed interest from giants like BlackRock and Charles Schwab-backed exchange EDX. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Summer is here. Time for perfectly aged, always tender, and guaranteed delicious Omaha Steaks. Here's an amazing offer when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter hourly into the search bar. Save over 61% on the Gourmet Grill Pack and receive 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers when you order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Type hourly into the search bar at omahasteaks.com and order the Gourmet Grill Pack today. omahasteaks.com, keyword hourly.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. The Warriors trading for Chris Paul was surprising for a couple reasons. First of all, they need size, not a 38-year-old point guard. Secondly, the Warriors and Chris Paul have been rivals for a long time. They never seem to really get along. Hopefully, Paul puts aside any ill will in his efforts to win a title. But even if they get on the same page, there better be another move to get some size in Golden State, where there's no way the Warriors are catching up to the Nuggets in the West. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Dave Ramsey here. For years, we've been steering people onto a better financial road. When it comes to your car, I want to steer you toward better auto service. And that's Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is a staple in the community with a strong reputation earned by years of great service. From routine maintenance, like an oil change, to diagnosing a problem when your dash lights come on, you can trust Bobby Likas Auto Service to give the best car care at a fair price. And if you're driving a luxury vehicle you think needs to be serviced by the dealers across a state line, stop! There's no need to make a trip to Mobile to service your vehicle. Bobby Likas Auto Service is authorized to perform the required services that maintain your factory warranty. So save time and money. Take it to one of the most trusted auto repair shops around. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or online at carclinicservice.com. Carclinicservice.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable for Pensacola right now. Happy Friday. We have made it through this week, and I hope you're getting ready to have an awesome weekend here in Pensacola. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get an update on what happened this week in the world of news. So I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns right now on 29. This is going to be heading northbound near West Burgess Road, so expect some slowdowns right there. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call in or text the you can call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. We do have a very slight chance of rain for the rest of this evening, only at 20%. We have some rain clouds making its way through Tiger Point in Navarre, but once those rain showers move through, we're actually looking really good for the rest of our area, and that's going to continue throughout the rest of the evening. This traffic update is brought to you by David's Catfish House, which is on Dogwood Drive in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. And we've actually been trying to do this now for a couple of weeks. And we're going to go to the phones now and bring on Channel 3 anchor and reporter Tanner Stewart. And we've been trying to do this for a couple of weeks now, trying to build further relationships and come up with some interesting segments that we could do, with the show moving forward. And I had the idea of bringing Tanner on every week to do just kind of a recap of the big stories in the Pensacola area each week. And Tanner, kind enough to join us now. And Tanner, I had the idea the week that was with Tanner Stewart. How does that sound?
I can dig it, Joe. I like it for now.
Awesome. So with that in mind, really, we've got, in my estimation here locally, we've got kind of three big stories that have kind of happened here just in the last 24 to 48 hours or so. You were out there earlier today. Really just a bizarre situation going on in Gulf Breeze with Dr. Elaine Sharp's office. We had Brett Kearney out at the scene yesterday when this broke that there was FDLE agents out at the doctor's office yesterday. Pretty damning allegations that have been coming out here. You were out there this afternoon, rather. So just kind of tell us what you saw.
Well, what we're looking at right now, before I get to when we actually arrived at the clinic this afternoon, is this order of emergency restriction of license from the state of Florida Department of Health, which is in sync with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's findings. And what the Department of Health has issued is an emergency restriction of Dr. Sharp's license to practice as a medical doctor in the state of Florida. So it's not so much of a restriction entirely. She's still acting today, even as an OBGYN. She has just been restricted to not being able to prescribe or administer anything of controlled substance, anything related to that. So we were at the clinic today. We went just before they opened, and we noticed there were several cars in the parking lot, several patients coming in and out once the clinic did open. I went in there and I spoke with an employee that was in the lobby when I got there, and he told me that he pretty much knows what we know from this report, and that is essentially these accusations from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigation. But as far as today goes, the clinic is still open. It's still active for OBGYN practices. They're not taking controlled substances. And you'll see that on a sign outside the door. You'll see it in our broadcast tonight that I snapped a picture of that says closed for controlled substances at least for 30 days, which is, I guess, 30 days as of yesterday, being July 22nd, will be when this. They could potentially start filling up, but the case is still open, so you don't know at this point what could happen. FDLE hasn't reported a whole lot on this case, at least as of the last 24 hours, other than they're still working. No charges have been filed against Dr. Sharp. Still early in the case.
Yeah, and he told Brett yesterday, probably going to be a while, so we'll just have to keep our eye on that. Any success in talking with any patients?
We weren't able to speak with patients. What we did do is go to nearby business owners and residents, and a few of them didn't go on camera to tell us this, but say that they were a little suspicious at times. They had reached out over a medical marijuana card that Dr. Sharp's office was certified to issue. The problem is, and that's included in this order of emergency restriction, is he only accepted cash. There was no credit. There was no debit transactions at her office, only cash, and it seemed to be alarming, at least in this order from FDLE, and some nearby residents there also said the same. So haven't had any luck talking to patients. I certainly welcome it. I've asked on social media if there's any patients willing to speak. You can always reach out to me at Tanner Stewart on Facebook, and we'll always listen.
Talking with Tanner Stewart with WER Channel 3. Tanner, the other big thing that you've really had a focus on in the last few weeks is on education. And earlier this week, we had, I believe, the first formal school board meeting with Keith Leonard at the helm as the interim superintendent, and there was the conversation over the interim contract. So you were there for that. What was the tone, the tenor in the office and in the meeting rooms when you had a lot of public comment as well, mainly in support, I thought?
There has been a lot of support for Superintendent Leonard, Interim Superintendent Leonard, throughout this time. And there has been a lot of support for him in his role before this. And the sentiment that I've gotten, at least over the last couple of months, from the district, from Charter Schools USA, who has played a major role in the shape of the school district over the last few months, is everyone wants to move forward. And I think you see that support being given to the Interim Superintendent throughout the county right now. The main focus is moving forward for the betterment of the students, of course, to see how teachers' quality of life can improve inside the schools and things of that nature. So it'd be interesting, Joe, to see what happens over the next year with this interim superintendent at the helm. And, of course, moving forward, they're going to have to find a permanent one. It could very well be the interim superintendent who I've asked if he plans to apply. And his answer is simply, you know, he's the interim superintendent right now, and that's his goal, and that's what he's going to focus on for the foreseeable future.
Yesterday, Tanner, you were out at Santa Rosa County for the public forum and the commissioner meeting. And, you know, we've seen now over the last few weeks, at least, and I'm sure even further back, where these meetings are, I don't know if hijacked is too strong of a word, but they've definitely kind of gone off the rails, and that was the case again yesterday. Why did that happen?
Emotions were high at Santa Rosa County meeting, and it's funny because a lot of our education coverage will get into some specific school districts. Over a few months, I'll cover the Escambia County School District, depending on what's happening there. Sometimes I'll look at Santa Rosa County. Sometimes we compile data from Escambia all the way to Walton County, and that, in some cases, can form a story if it's a statewide issue. But going to the Santa Rosa County thing, it's interesting because this was initially a bigger issue, it seems, in Escambia County schools. It has since spread over the banning of books, as some call it, the removal of books, as others call it, across the state, depending on how you look at it. But it all stems from what many say is pornographic material in school library books that many want to be removed from the shelf. The problem is for the school district, is they have a strict policy that they have to follow in removing books. This policy goes long before any kind of politics that's gotten involved in this whole ordeal across the nation. Santa Rosa County Schools follows a very strict process when removing a book, and no district, to my knowledge, just removed the book. I think it has happened in some cases, but not as close as Escambia and Santa Rosa County. They follow strict processes. So what you're seeing over in Santa Rosa County is a similar wish by some parents and some advocates who want to see these books removed, and they've gone as far now as asking the county commission to do this. You also have a county commissioner, James Calkins, who asked for a resolution yesterday for the Board of County Commissioners to encourage the school district to remove these books. And all four other commissioners in Santa Rosa County, they agreed that certain material doesn't belong in the school library. But they also agreed that it's not their role to determine what happens in school. It's their role to determine what happens, as you heard from Committee Chair Colton Wright, worrying about drainage issues and retention ponds and things that county commissions work on. So moving forward, I wouldn't expect to see the Santa Rosa County Commission take up school issues. They seem to take no interest in that yesterday. As to say, if a commissioner will bring up an item related to schools, we don't know.
Well, Tanner, we certainly appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. The week that was with Tanner Stewart. Sounds pretty good.
It sounds good to me, Joe. I appreciate you having me. Look forward to being back on.
All right, Tanner, appreciate it as always. Again, Tanner Stewart, Channel 3. We had I believe that was the AI version of Tanner as he was, you know, he's on the air right now with Channel 3, but no, it was pre-recorded. But we appreciated his availability. We tried to get him last Friday, but of course, everybody was just running around with their tail between their legs, so we couldn't have him on last week. But I'm looking forward to having him on in the future to keep us up to date as we move forward. A little late to traffic and weather, so we'll pick up on that.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. We do still have some slow-moving traffic in between 9 Mile and I-10 on Pine Forest. Typical afternoon traffic is expected there, but it's just looking a little bit darker than usual. So just keep a heads up for that as you're heading home this Friday afternoon. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Our rain is starting to move out of the area. We still have some rain right in between Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach making its way through. But other than that, we are looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Mostly cloudy skies, 89 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Just shy of 4:50, we'll take a break, come back, look at our national headlines and what's going on in the world of sports today to wrap up our number one busy day here on a Friday, but it's the end of the work week. Who can complain about that? It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. Don't turn to gold, but until then just have your fun. Boy, run, 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 run.
Yeah, run, run, run. Run, run, run.
When I was a young kid living in the city, all I did was pay, 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 pay. And every single dime that good Lord give me, I can make it last 3, 4, 5 days. Didn't need
a It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Always feel free to call or text in to our text line, which is 850-437-1620 with your thoughts, opinions, questions, whatever it may be. I'm going to be getting a quick look at our national headlines before we try to fit in a little bit in this last 7 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, though. I mean, obviously, you know, we all care about what's going on locally.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Blue Angels thing takes away some time as well. So the normal processes of the show kind of got blown out here in hour number one. But it's
Friday.
It is Friday. So we don't really care.
Yeah,
that's what's going on here. But yeah, national news now. Let's see. Supreme Court, as they are currently in session, and yet to release a pair of the decisions that really everybody's waiting for. They're still not handing down rulings on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan, but they are expected to announce more decisions on Tuesday morning.
And the Supreme Court did rule in favor of Biden's administration immigration policy. The policy says that DHS should focus on arresting recent border crossers and immigrants who pose a threat to public safety rather than millions of non-citizens who have been in the U.S. for years. The guidelines were challenged by Texas, Louisiana, and several other Republican-led states who say that the policy violates federal law.
Interstate 95 in Philadelphia back open as of today. Pennsylvania's DOT says 6 temporary lanes are open as the highway had been closed for nearly 2 weeks after the tanker crash caught fire, leading to a partial collapse of the bridge directly overhead.
And former Vice President Mike Pence is calling for a federal 15-week abortion ban as the U.S. marks 1 year since the end of Roe v. Wade. The 2014 presidential candidate spoke today at a Faith and Freedom conference in Washington, D.C. He says that every Republican candidate for president should support an abortion ban at a federal level.
4:55, get a check of the local roads and weather, and then we'll get a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight.
Well, our roads are looking good. Nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down, but if you do see something, always feel free to call into the traffic line. And for weather, we have one patch of just thunderstorms going. It's right in between Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach, so you're going to see some rain there. But other than that, we have just partly cloudy skies throughout Northwest Florida with a low of 72 this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. So last night, the NBA draft took place to the surprise of no one. Victor Wembanyama went first overall to the Spurs. Brandon Miller out of Alabama went to the Charlotte Hornets, and Scoot Henderson going to the Portland Trail Blazers. Major League Baseball tonight, local-esque teams of interest. The Braves in Cincinnati taking on the Reds, 5:40 start time. Also at 5:40, the Rays and the Royals, and the Marlins and Pirates are doing battle. That one on Apple TV Plus, by the way. My Chicago Cubs and Andrews St. Louis Cardinals are headed to London. They are playing the London series tomorrow and Sunday. We probably should have put a steak dinner on these games.
There's still time.
There is still time. We'll text him here during the break. First London series since the Yankees and Red Sox made the trip back in 2019. So they're playing in two games there, so that'll be cool to watch. And in the College Baseball World Series, all SEC matchup, as last night LSU beat Wake Forest 2-0, setting up a showdown with Florida. So now that we're in the championship round, it's still a best of – it's basically best of three. Up until this point, it had been double elimination, so now that all is kind of wiped away, and it's going to be best of three. Game one is tomorrow night at 6, and game two will be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. How about we finish out the hour with some wacky weird stuff and some good news here. So there are many ways to make a love connection, but armed robbery probably is not one of them. In Indiana, a man named Damian Boyce allegedly held a woman at gunpoint and robbed her of $100 outside her home. And while the gun was still pointed at her, he asked her if she had a boyfriend and if she'd add him on Facebook. Apparently, he messaged her later saying, quote, "It's a messed up way to meet, but you was too pretty to rob," promised to pay her back. He was arrested in a separate robbery just last week where he's accused of shooting two people. So probably best for her to stay away.
Good thing she was pretty, I guess.
Yeah.
that's
why I avoid, people robbing me.
Yeah.
My good looks.
Yes. A group of makeup thieves dubbed the Wheat Ridge Kardashians by Colorado police has been captured in California. The Wheat Ridge Police Department gave three women the nickname last month when they allegedly stole nearly $1,500 in makeup at a local Ulta store. The now viral Facebook post invited the thieves to connect with the police department, saying a relationship could move to the next level through booking photos and fingerprints.
Also, the internet remains undefeated. A Cincinnati radio host named Nat Jones went viral after a photo was taken of her kissing a mystery man at a concert.
I think we introduced ourselves. She told me what she did, and then I told her what I did. We had a little bit of conversation about some other things. She told me she was buying my drinks. I was like, I don't know. I can get my own drinks, but she's like, I'm getting them. I was like, okay, I'm not going to play with you. And then we turned away from the bar, and then one thing led to the other.
So listeners managed to track him down, and as it turns out, he'd been looking for her too. He talked about the encounter on the Roy, Nat, and Freddie Mac show. He lives in Pennsylvania, but they've apparently already met up again and are planning on getting together for the 4th of July too. Now, Gracie, you do frequent concerts a lot, so I was thinking, maybe we could do a case study on this where, hey, you just kiss a random guy and then we try to find him. But you do have a boyfriend.
I do have a boyfriend, so you have to sign off on it. But maybe if they're buying free drinks, I don't know.
I would say it would go a lot better if you did it than if I tried to do that. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We'll see you in about 12 minutes.